I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Time's up in Texas. Legislators are set to reconvene this hour to vote on redistricting maps ahead of the 2026 midterms. Problem is, many Democrats have fled the state in order to miss the vote. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says Texas's governor wants everyone back now.
What Greg Abbott is relying on is essentially advisory opinion from the Texas Attorney General's office. That's not binding. And that opinion says in part that when there's a vacancy, basically you can go to court and say, we think that this person forfeited their office.
To California, where the Gifford Fire in Santa Barbara County has scorched more than 60,000 acres. As our Jason Allen reports from there, evacuations are underway.
This is not an area where there are high population centers, but there are homes, there are ranches. Firefighters, a thousand that are working on this right now, have been trying to protect more than 400 structures, and there are evacuation orders in place.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says so-called alligator Alcatraz in Florida will serve as a model for state-run migrant detention centers in other places. Our Nicole Skanga spoke to Noem.
She hopes to launch really a handful of these detention centers in multiple airports and jails in the coming months. Potential sites are already under consideration in Arizona, Nebraska, and Louisiana.
On the Health Watch, growing up in a rural area could raise the risk of developing type 1 diabetes. CBS's Michael George has that.
A study in Sweden found people who spent the first 5 years of their lives in rural communities had a 30 to 80% higher risk of being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes compared to people who grew up in cities. The reasons aren't clear, but scientists say it could be environmental or that living in cities exposes people to more viral infections, improving immunity.
A downshift in sales of electric vehicles in one state that was pushing for them. KCBS's Kathy Whitman.
California has led the way in electric car sales, but the number of EVs on the road is now lower this year than last, according to a pair of reports released by the California Energy Commission and the state's new car dealers association.
People who want EVs have bought them, and the rest of the population isn't ready to make that jump yet.
Carl Brower with iccars.com says also free carpool lane stickers are going away, and federal tax incentives expire at the end of September.
The State Department is set to roll out a pilot program that may require require foreign nationals from certain countries seeking business or tourism visas to post a bond of up to $15,000. Under the program, the bonds may be required for travelers from countries that the State Department says have high rates of visa overstays. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The air quality alert has been extended through tomorrow. The National Weather Service has extended the warning due to Canadian wildfire smoke. It'll run through noon on Tuesday. That means ongoing warnings to those in sensitive groups about their outdoor activities. A new CEO starts soon for Harley. Harley Davidson is bringing on Artie Starrs as its new president and CEO starting October 1st, replacing Jochen Zeitz. Starrs comes from Topgolf, where he handled over 100 venues worldwide. The company says in a statement that his experience running big brands and boosting revenue is just what Harley needs. A fresh face and a familiar name are taking on Style. A political newcomer from Racine, Gage Stills, has announced he's taking on Brian Style in the first congressional district contest next year. Stills joins union leader and iron worker Randy Bryce in the race. Stills says he won't accept corporate PAC money. Last year, Peter Barca tried to unseat Style but was unsuccessful. Randy Bryce is running again. He ran in 2018 for the position but also lost. A fatal truck and train collision in rural Kenosha County happened yesterday morning near Highway W in Wheatland. It happened off of a farm access road. CN Rail officials say they're investigating the crash. Racine Water Utility officials are addressing complaints of musty or earthy tastes in tap water by increasing potassium permanganate levels and flushing hydrants. Those officials confirm that the water is safe to drink, and they recommend running the cold tap and chilling water for best taste. 9 people up north in Oconto County have contracted measles, marking Wisconsin's first confirmed cases of the year. All were linked to out-of-state travel. State health officials say there's no known public exposure and the risk to the community remains low. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury, Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while, now Sal. We don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, well, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, 2 games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather.
Wildfire
clear smoke still stuck to the area, bringing a hazy sunshine today with high temperatures reaching the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving and the wildfire smoke stays here tonight too. Should clear by tomorrow afternoon, giving way to more blue skies and high temperatures flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Timeless Ads, WRJN. So which fruit should we eat more of if we want better cardiovascular health? Well, research from Harvard Medical School said that strawberries may offer cardiovascular disease protection. The study found that those who reported eating the most strawberries experienced lower blood levels of C-reactive protein, a blood biomarker that signals the presence of inflammation in the body. Elevated levels of CRP have been shown to be a potentially good predictor of risk for both heart disease and stroke. So eat more strawberries.
Your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Somebody
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Also your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. And your first place Milwaukee Brewers are back in action tonight to take on the Braves. Our broadcast begins at 5:40, and it's all brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Brewers baseball tonight on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through. There's a glow in my heart.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now the song that put Sly and the Family Stone on the map. It's the title track and lead single from their second album. It was their first hit. It also served as a great introduction to the band. From 1968, it's Dance to the Music on WRJN.
Yeah.
and Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we've teamed up with the Racine County Eye to form the largest local news team in the county. So catch breaking news and headlines here on WRJN, and then dive into full coverage at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're in for another day of it. The National Weather Service has extended the air quality alert through noon tomorrow. The advisory still talks about Canadian wildfire impacting air quality in Wisconsin. Officials say they'll continue to reevaluate the situation on a day-to-day basis. Again, the air quality alert has been extended through tomorrow. A political newcomer and a longtime Racine resident is stepping up to take on Brian Stile in the race for Congress. Gage Stills joins Randy Bryce as opposition in the 1st Congressional District. A LinkedIn page for Stills says he's worked at Best Buy since 2019, with a campaign announcement saying he knows the struggle of living paycheck to paycheck. Stills says he's running a grassroots campaign fueled by regular folks, not big corporations. Kenosha's very own Peter Barker ran against Stile last year but lost. Randy Bryce, an iron worker and union activist, previously ran for the same seat in 2018 and was defeated by Stile, who succeeded Paul Ryan in the position. The driver will be different October 1st for Harley-Davidson. The CEO of Topgolf is set to become Harley-Davidson's next president and CEO, taking over October 1st. A statement says Artie Starrs has a track record of growing businesses and comes with a fresh non-motorcycle perspective. The current CEO, Joshen Zeitz, will remain briefly as a senior advisor to the company. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Wildfire smoke still stuck to the area, bringing a hazy sunshine today with high temperatures reaching the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving and the wildfire smoke stays here tonight too. Should clear by tomorrow afternoon, giving way to more blue skies and high temperatures flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
WRJN. I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone. say goodbye to
and timeless hits there from the Carpenters and Goodbye to Love on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? For every mile you drive, you do this about 20 times. What do? You make about 20 decisions for every mile.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Milwaukee Brewers baseball coming up tonight. The Brewers and the Braves. Pre-game coming up at 5:40 on WRJN. Go Brewers!
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WRJN.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers. You know what I mean? Just the two of us.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we'll feature the class of 1960. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Seek an ocean.